Welcome to the Simple Minds podcast, where six mates unpack three topics over a new drink each week. Fuck it, just go with that. We'll fix it if it's...
Welcome to the Simple Minds podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Episode 27, I believe.
Is indeed.
I'm Conrad Francis. I'm the host again. Hey, this is probably the first back-to-back hostings.
You have been a back-to-back host.
One way to get some mic time in this room.
Because you struggle.
Because you really struggle to get mic time.
This was very, very fortunate to land in my lap. We're drinking a wine out of, not my personal cellar, but this is out of a case I just got in the office of an awarded bunch of Shiraz. I don't know the rating on this one, but it's in the high 90s from a wine rating agency. And so the case was all about high-rated wines, and they managed to sell it to me, and I managed to buy it, and we could be drinking some.
You have been sold to.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. The guys at Vinomofo, shout out to those guys.
Oh, man, they are brilliant.
They are on the mic, man. Seriously, they were at me. Surely you would finish that last box by now. I said, if I did, I'm a damn alcoholic if I have, because I do buy two or three cases at a time from them.
Now, if there's a company in Australia that's got the best online marketing, customer service, follow up.
I have to agree.
These are one of the top.
Yeah, I love them. And they are the bane of my life because they do know what to put in front of me. they do their work real well. So, yeah, this is from them. Shout out. Discount next time, please. What? What are you shaking your head for, Marco?
No expectations.
No. No expectations at all.
I don't expect a discount. I'm asking for one.
Just demanding one.
Demanding.
Is that mate.
Anyway, so we're drinking Shiraz, or whatever.
How do you say it?
I believe it's Shiraz.
Is it?
Okay. Shiraz? No, that's a different wine altogether.
Great.
Anyway, Friends of Punch, Queenstown Yarra Valley, 2014 vintage. So,
2014.
There's a good friend of mine, Pete. He's a regular listener, but he said, we're on our last life. With what? The joke of wine tasting like grapes. So nobody make that fucking joke.
We will lose
Pete.
We've only done that once, surely.
Well, he reckons it was like the third time.
I remember one.
He really listens like...
Clearly, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I couldn't remember that joke being made so much, but I didn't want to get defensive of, you know... Probably one of very few actual very,
I think
very regular.
Fairly generous pours. But
we possibly need to get some training.
Of what?
On pouring?
Pouring would be
or tasting.
Oh, I'm pouring pretty cool. What are you talking about, man?
No, I'm tasting.
It's got the colour.
If we're going to sit here and describe.
Older wine.
You don't have to serve the entire bottle in one go, but that's all right.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's perfect.
Good stuff.
You should have jumped all over me.
It's pretty well balanced.
Oh, fuck.
We're untasted.
So who's joining you today, Conrad?
That does smell nice.
You guys.
Yeah.
Excluding yous. Travis Hader, yous guys.
Yous guys.
We have Michael Duncan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Oh, well. How are you?
I'm very good.
Great to hear. Marco, how are you, mate? You're my second shadow.
Hey, mate. How you going?
I know you're doing
well. Another
day
of vlogging.
Yeah, it's cool watching you go to work, man. It's fantastic.
Fun.
I don't know how you would go watching me go to work, but anyway.
That's good.
Do you work?
Do I work?
Today we're just doing interviews, basically.
Hey, that was really interesting. I'll come back to that later. Justin, how are you, buddy?
So
great.
Look at that voice, man. Seriously.
I'm really good.
I reckon, do you reckon he's done any work on that voice, or is he just naturally
natural? I don't think he's done any work on
it. Have you done any elocution?
It's natural.
Is it?
Yeah.
Natural.
Although he has been dethroned by Bachon.
Yeah.
Bachon. Oh, yeah.
Jose.
And Magic Matt Hannum.
Magic Matt Hannum. Right back at you, sweetie.
How are you, buddy? I'm seeing a lot of you on social at the moment.
You are.
I almost feel like I never leave your side.
Well, a friend of ours, Dale, feels even more so because he's following about four people. So every time he opens his phone, I'm about the three posts deep.
Some good shit coming out. Well, on your personal page mainly, anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
How are you going on your goal to reach 10,000 followers in 60 days?
We're doing well.
Yeah.
We're not on the desired trajectory at this point. But the whole point is to learn a lot and figure out what we need to do to hack these things and grow quickly. So we've learned a lot, and I think we're not on the trajectory, but I think we've got things that we can do to help us get back there. So the
And I guess
it's
the point
an
is
unofficial
you're on
goal.
A, it's okay.
It's your business
official goal, but it's a steeper trajectory than you would have been if you set it at 1,000.
Oh, to be honest, well, looking at that, it's basically 40 to 50% growth week on week.
Cool.
So
amazing.
It's a ridiculously high target designed to say, can we do it?
Oh, sorry, that's the target. Yeah.
Can we do it? No, we've already, in a couple of weeks, we've already grown the, if I'm just talking about Insta, which is the main thing we're looking at to start off with, I've grown it by over 100% in 2 weeks.
So if any of those that are not following Matt J. Hannum,
there you go, shout it out, Matt J. Hannum.
Do us a favour, get him off our case, follow him on Insta. He is giving away some gold.
Meta Creative just hit 1,000 followers.
Hey, congratulations, mate.
Congrats, man.
Yesterday. I do like your content. Your content's real simple, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's No, it is. I've got a formula.
Clean might be a better way to say it.
Well, I'm
your
simple.
Content's
no,
real simple.
I'm like simple.
This is the Simple Minds podcast, right?
That's true. Yeah, come on, man. Just try and tie it all together. not really have that fucking idea. But anyway, I do like your stuff. You mixed it up real well.
Cool.
Thank you.
So, good wine. Good general
cheers,
banter.
Guys.
Tick, 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 tick on the start of the show.
Cheers.
All right. To the dulcet tones of...
Shall we lighten it up with
Justin
the dulcet
Bourne.
Tones?
I thought I'd bring something a little bit different, change of tune to the table. And what I was thinking about talking about today is, so this has been on my mind a little bit to also maybe bring a little bit of practicality to our listeners and hopefully some tips and things.
Giving value.
Value that people could use out there. And it's this thing. So we're hiring at the moment. We're hiring for a bit of a junior role and a mid role and a kind of another senior level on both Perth and Sydney. And it just fascinates me around, you know, the people applying and around how they approach it and just the lack of awareness. And I guess it comes back to a lot of other problems, education system, all this other stuff. And not only that is the journey that I think we've touched on a lot of times throughout the podcast, which, you know, Marco's going through. I think Trav's had a similar journey. I've had a similar journey. And the article that I was actually kind of circulating prior was the article around how D-Rock got his job with Gary Vaynerchuk. And we're all big fans of Gary V. If you're not familiar with Gary V, you should check him out.
Yeah,
D-Rock.
You guys stalk him, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fly over the world trying to hang out with the guy.
Yeah, that's it.
You just wish you could come.
True.
You should come. Fanboy about him a bit, to be honest. D-Rock was his videographer who, long story short, was persistent in reaching out with Gary a couple times just through social media, offering to do a free video for him. And he got the opportunity to do a free video and from there got his job, and now he's kind of, I think, the lead, team lead. Team lead for Team Gary
Vee. We'll nominate him as team lead.
Yeah, it's team lead.
If you're listening, D-Rock.
If you're listening.
Get a pay rise, D.
And is a lot of responsible for Gary's videos. So the point is, I think, what I want to float to the table is the importance of, I guess, you know, not being so romantic about your shit and thinking your like your stuff is
I'm not romantic about my shit.
You know, better. It's more of, you know, what advice would you give people out there who want to land their inspired, their inspired gig or work? Like, is there any examples, or what would you tell people who are an up and coming videographer, a photographer, or even if you're starting a business, how would you go out of way of getting a client? Because like, there's some people out there who I think feel like are entitled to these things.
Some people, a whole generation,
a lot of people. And I just want to,
Marco's not happy.
You know, even Marco sharing his journey of what he's been doing, and it's phenomenal, because I think from my observations, what you've shared with me, like, it's just going, these serendipitous moments keep showing up as well, like, in quotation, serendipitous. And I'll start with...
well, when you're on the path, serendipity is actually an interesting thing, right?
Well, So D-Rock leads his article, which we'll share. Hard work and intent played a huge role in serendipity.
Do the work.
And I'll read just probably a an
My
article.
My favourite basketball at the time, KD.
Paragraph. He goes, whenever I have an idea, my thought process goes something like this. Is this practical? How quickly can I get it done? And does it stay on the course for my goals? I don't care if I fail as long as I keep chipping away at all the ideas in my head rather than wishing that I did them. In other words, just taking the small action rather than just talking about it and you know, wishing for it. I'm a dreamer at heart and will always be, but that's because I have big ambitions. To clarify, the things I've currently accomplished didn't come from wishing, just minimal process and massive amounts of action. And, you know, whether I'm blowing up Marco's, efforts here, this is pretty much what Marco's living right now. And I think a few of us have been there. So
we got front row tickets to that
concert. We do have front row tickets. He's not documenting his journey.
I keep telling him he needs to.
I know.
It's true.
Reminded him today. But this is pretty much what you're doing, Marco. But what I just want to open it up. Before I open it up, I'll just share quickly. My whole business started on me doing some work for free as well. So I was learning. I was trying to build up my portfolio. And you could say it's serendipitous. One of the clients I was working alongside with goes, hey, would you like to do this image for free? It was a competition. He's like, if we get the signed deal, you'll get the rest of the work. I was like, what have I got to lose? So I did it for free. And
that's how it started?
It's pretty much how Blank Canvas, my business, started. From there, I did that piece of work, got introduced to the architects who loved what I did. They gave me a quote on another job, and then someone else gave me a quote, and then it started to spiderweb out because I did a couple pieces of work for free. And one thing led to another, and here we are, kind of 4 years later.
Having record months.
Yeah, and we still do the odd thing for clients here and there.
We don't call it free in business, we call it pro bono.
Pro bono. Yeah.
Well, you're not in business yet. It's not pro bono when you've done anything yet. Pro bono.
Anyway, start using the word.
So, like I said, what advice would you give people out there who, you know, are struggling, would like to get their gigs?
Well, you've already said it right there, dude. Take the massive action.
Yeah, but like,
what is it?
A little bit more.
Yeah,
I'll take action.
Be yourself.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah,
I did exactly
examples.
That same thing. So I was running two businesses. One was under, one had a signature for a sale, but that took about 9 months to actually go through.
So the business was selling.
So I was selling one business and the other one, I wasn't actively managing it, but I was contracting and I wanted to step into more property development at the time.
Which is what he wants to do if you ever want to, what I remember.
Which I have done and my plan is to do more of. If you want to refer back to episode 22 maybe. What went out this week?
That one.
Yeah, whatever went out this week, go back and check it out.
I can't wait for you to become a proper property developer.
The blog's quite funny. Anyway, so I was running two businesses and I wanted to get more active in property development and I had to find a way to make that happen. That's not just something you can just start doing like in your bedroom. You need to get involved with major projects somehow. So there was I found a job ad for a property developer, a boutique one that were looking for an admin assistant and I like hounded them until I managed to get a coffee and I said, I will do all that plus 10 times more. Let me work around about 4 days a week and I'll hustle my other business activities before and after. And I basically got the job as an admin assistant. I said, pay me that. Pay me at part-time. I don't even care. I just want to be here. I will 10 times value of what you're paying for me. And I had to convince them because that's not what they were looking for. They were looking for an admin assistant. But they eventually caved and that got me the exposure.
Was that admin assistant?
Oh, I didn't apply for Inspired Money. But I knew what I wanted. I was still running two businesses, so arguably I was in a situation where I had a lot of responsibility and other things that had to happen, but I knew what I wanted and I knew that the only way to
take
the experience,
take a step back to take a step forward.
I had to.
Yeah,
a few steps back.
So I had to apply for a job that would not have been anyone that had looked at my academic and then like professional career would have said, did say, are you mad? Like, what are you doing? But that didn't matter. It wasn't the point. I was already a business owner. Like, why would I step back and take a role that was considered entry level in the space? I did it because I knew all I had to do is get in the building and then I could figure the rest out for myself. I ended up moving on with one of the partners and starting a property development firm and working off from there within about 18 months. But that was the massive action I had to take, and I had to do it with some humility to achieve
just
an outcome.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Story done.
All right, let's go. Any more?
Examples or yeah, advice?
Both. Kind of like, because taking action's good, but I think that's a good story of articulating of a lot of people out there just apply for a job or their CV or whatever and just kind of hope. And it's like, you know, they have a nice cover letter, but that's it, you know? And it's just fascinating to me of how many people don't take that type of action or the action Marco's taking out there and yet expect to get these opportunities or get their dream job or whatever it may
be. But the article, I mean, it does state nothing replaces the hard work except pure execution.
Yeah.
So as long as execution or action, and you know, in the definition of high performance for what I use, accountability, the things you do, plus the things you believe in. So you got to believe in the outcome that you're trying to create, that end result you're trying to create. As long as those two boxes are checked, something great will happen.
You won't be able to fuel yourself if you don't believe in the outcome.
No, 100%.
You won't be able to put in the required work if you don't. If you don't
believe in
believe, yeah. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it. If it's not as that real,
yeah,
you're not going to put up with all the shit that you're going to have to put up with to be as good as you want to be in whatever field or pursue whatever opportunity.
But the funny thing with Marco, having been around his journey for a while, probably from the start really,
mm-hmm.
And having observed his life, Marco's achieved everything he's put his mind to from what I've seen, from what I saw largely on social.
Yeah, there's stuff I haven't, obviously, but yeah.
And so when he's, you know, when he started asking about how do you do some stuff, I said, well, anything you put your mind to, I believe you're going to get the ability to achieve. So then it became, well, what do I want to do?
Mm.
And then that became your journey, yeah? And then once you figured that out, I'm sorry for me putting words in your mouth, but I'm just as an observer I saw it happen, and reading through the DRock article and the snippets and the emails, and even this email too that you wrote to Gary Vee, you sent me an email, a message that you were going to send to somebody you want to go do some work for.
Yeah.
It almost reads verbatim like that. Well, I don't know whether you saw that.
I didn't even have to read the article when Justin put it out, because I've read this article probably 5-10 times in the last couple of months, and all of the aspects of it I can...
Is that where you got the email template from?
I do have a goal to work within Gary Vee's team or a similar team like that, but that's a stepping stone towards the bigger goal that I have in terms of videography. But I took heart from stuff like, you're going to reach out to people and they're just going to flat out ignore you. I've reached out to 2 or 3 people in the last week. And the first one, I had this big hope and I was really excited and I spent lots of time in what I was going to send them, and they never wrote back. And you can see that they've seen your message or whatever, and so on and so forth. And now about the 5th or 6th person that I'm reaching out with stuff like this, one, I'm obviously tailoring my approach, but two, I'm now sending it with very little expectation whatsoever, because when I come back at them in a respectful way down the track, like DRock did, because he sent 3 or 4 emails before he broke through with Gary.
He did.
I took heart from that. You know, just keep doing the work. And the biggest thing that I took away from this, and this article has actually fueled my last sort of 5-6 days of work, and I've got a tangible story actually to put at the back end of this. You can't control whether you're the best or not, but you can control if you're the hardest working.
Yeah.
And I fucking love rocking up and working harder than other people. Like, it's a real ego thing, but I love showing up less skilled but fucking grinding way harder and putting something out faster and potentially better, who knows. But
work ain't bad, bro.
Sorry,
your work ain't bad.
Yeah, but I still don't like it, and it's still a very long way off where I want to be. But
yeah, but it's not about like good or bad. It's about the velocity of improvement, and that is extreme.
I like that word, velocity.
Mm. It is. It's massive, and that's where you're at right now because of the effort you're putting into it,
and it's the opportunities that's starting to show up. I mean, it's what
because you created.
How long has have you been really actively? 12 months.
Doing video?
Yeah.
Six.
No,
six. I was going to go six, but I had a gut. It was 12 was when you realised.
Six is when I basically said, right.
And you start hearing the jargon that starts coming out of his mouth.
Because 6 months is January this year. I feel like it's been a bit longer than that.
Okay. I put 6 to 8 months on the level of intensity I'm at.
Yeah.
The realization may have come a few months more and then exploring
it. You remember the moment where you shot that video for that car park cannonball thing?
Yeah, no, that was it. That was the one. That was it.
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah. I still like that idea, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
but I guess, where I was going with that just quickly was more of, you know, the opportunities are now starting to show up. Because of the efforts and everything you're putting in and through the networks.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and what have you been doing?
Well, here's a great example. I went and shot a basketball game, the SBL All-Stars game, which I was only allowed access to because I've
been
given an opportunity through Conrad and Travis to shoot their team and my work's been being seen in the league, and then therefore the person that runs media for the league allowed me to come in and shoot this event. Now, they were paying someone else to actually shoot videos. And I shot mine and I've put it out faster. And I think it's going to be as good as theirs because I've seen the stuff that they're doing. But that
that's humility for you.
Just working to you know, to work harder because I don't have the skills that their videographer has. Like he's just got years and years of experience, but that come really on, man. Motivated me.
Come on, man.
No, allow him to have the humility.
What do you want me to say? Like, that I honestly just, what fueled me was getting out and edit faster and putting in harder work. Like I've been up late every night this week.
I know that because he's been sending me messages. I think he gets the sleep badge.
Yeah, I think so. He's been challenging.
I have to rip one off my sleeve and give him mine.
That's right.
Yeah, but that article, you know, you can be the one that works the hardest and remember that, and you can always work harder. And
how many? So when you first started shooting your videos, were you actively reaching out to people to try and shoot more?
Yeah. And now, now I'm just getting better at doing that more and putting myself in the situation, and then.
But there's been a handful of like you shoot one, someone's like, yeah, come down and shoot. And you're like, you know, you do it for free or you just offer to do it for free.
Yeah.
And then doing that has led you opportunity. Someone's like, I really love what you did there.
Yeah.
Come shoot for us. And you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the tangible outcome is literally this morning at whenever I finished the video, I think it was, pretty early in the morning this morning, I sent it off to the SBL. And today I get an email back saying, this is amazing. I'm putting it up now. We need to get you. I'm organizing a meeting for you to talk to the rest of my media team to get you doing more videos for the league. Like I have that email in my inbox today.
Yeah, but everybody else has got better experience.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying you can work harder to eliminate that as a variable.
The hunger is more powerful than the experience.
Yeah. The intent and I'm happy with the edit.
The velocity of improvement.
Somebody could still work harder and come up with a shit video though.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Fair enough.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, from a creative perspective and technical perspective. But, like, let's say that individual or whatever, that individual could still reach out to even someone like Marco and go, "Can I shadow you for a little bit? You've done that to a few people as well. Can I just hang out and hold a light, like the softbox for the whole afternoon?"
Yeah. I waved smoke onto a set of a video shoot, right? And I had this moment going, I have a master's in petroleum engineering and a degree in investment finance and corporate finance, and I'm holding a big cardboard thing, waving fog onto a music set. And I go, do the fucking work. Sit the fuck down. This is where you start, and then you go from there. And these two guys have turned out to be great mentors to me. Now they're inviting me on shoots, but I had to front up and do that first. The one bit of practical advice that I want to offer that complements this is it's knowing. So action is the big thing, and it's also knowing the things that you're giving up. because this weekend just gone, my two best friends went down south to the farm. I didn't go because it meant I was going to miss out on shooting all of Friday, shooting the SBL thing. I didn't go to the art ball 2 weeks ago with them because I was going to be at a basketball game shooting. Last night, I saw them for the first time before I went to Malaysia. Was it
champagne?
Sorry?
Is that that champagne video I saw?
Yeah, the photo. Champagne? Yeah. Last night on my Instagram stories, I caught up with them for the first time since before I went to Malaysia.
And that's the difference because like you're putting enough work in that it is technically still your side hustle for a small period of time. Because you're still working 3 days a week full time in the petroleum gig doing that, doing your academic qualifications and pushing that through. But that's finishing soon.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, rather than just waiting for that to finish, you're putting like more than a standard week into this side hustle and making those sacrifices accordingly to allow yourself to put those hours in.
I promise you, I still feel lazy.
And I think that's fucking awesome because I don't think D-Rock actually touches on that. I mean, D-Rock's thing is more about the persistence element, but I think you've got to acknowledge the sacrifice. Even Matt, the story that you shared, you sacrifice quite a bit to take those few steps back. Mm. And even sacrificing your own ego of taking that role from a lot of people of doing that. And then when I look back from my situation, the first gigs was the same. I was working full time. And then the first opportunity I got, I had to work another 40, 60 hours on top of my full-time work to get the work done.
Mm.
But that's just what I had to do. And there was obviously a lot more in the rise of it, but realize there is going to be a lot of sacrifice. But yeah, willing to do the work is phenomenal. But I just find so many people who apply and would like a job and they probably look really good, but it's like, it's just fascinating about how many people don't take this approach or have this mindset or have this attitude.
What advice do you have?
What advice do I have? Well, I'm going through a bit of a journey now with bringing somebody on into the business. I've been by myself in the business for 2 or 3 years.
Mike Jr.
I've had people working for me before, like 3 days a week for a few hours. But I think is just... don't try and be somebody else. Be yourself. Like practical position in regards to like applying for something or getting attention, it's don't try and fucking be somebody else. Just be natural. Do the hard work. Do the hustle. Because I mean, you're just amplifying you into the position. You're not trying to be that person over there. So I think that's probably a good word, my little bit of advice from my quiet time over here.
That is a great one because I'm finding the edits that I put out where I just do things that make me smile in the edit.
That's fuel.
Don't pander to like, is it going to get heaps of likes or whatever? Just do you until, I don't know. I just can't agree with that more.
I think it's amazing because as well, you will become found out. You'll get found out eventually regardless.
You will get found out. I talk about the story with Don Bradman, right? I mean, Bradman, the greatest cricket Australia's ever produced statistically. But where did he craft his game? Hitting... A golf ball against a corrugated iron water tank with a wicket in the middle of country Australia where no social media existed, right? If you're good enough, you'll get there. You know, what do they talk about, Malcolm Gladwell, that 10,000 hours, that tipping point?
Yeah.
I don't know what that tipping point is for you, Marco, right? But the work you put in has to get found out at some level. And if it's not in where you want it to be, be open enough to where it leads you to.
And I am. You just keep shooting.
So would that be your advice, Swaggy, of just being open and, while doing the work,
just being be
yourself, be open to the opportunities and whatever comes up and shows up, allowing those serendipitous moments
to come up. So serendipitous moments exist when you see them, right? So, you've got to be open to those things happening. I mean, there's too many times that we...
But I think as well, I think because Mark is really good at this, is knowing when to say no and yes to some of these things, though, as well.
Well, you get better.
As they start to show up. But, I mean, that's probably a few steps down the line once you start taking your action and you start doing the work.
You will. The work guarantees you success. And like we all know with innovation and ideas, right, very rarely does the first iteration of anything succeed in what we think it will.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't mean you failed. It means you've taken the first step towards.
What would you tell someone who was, say, coming out of like uni or TAFE or something, or just coming out of high school, Conrad, like, and given the industry you're in as well, which is a little bit different to that, what would you say to someone who is looking to get into that, and like, how could they apply this type of mindset or attitude to your space?
I mean, ideally is find somebody, or, you know, if it's in finance, for argument's sake, find the person that you want to be like.
You, Conrad.
That is the best. No, not that bit. that is also really good.
And we live in a world where you can consume their content digitally. Put yourself around them.
That's the mentor, find a mentor,
Well, yes and no. I mean, I don't necessarily think you need to be mentored whilst you're trying to figure things out too much. I think you just need to surround yourself, whether it's reading or watching or consuming content, of who those people are and what they do, and then slowly unpack the idea of what success looks like to you in that space.
Yeah, so you don't need to be directly mentored as in a one-on-one thing, but look at people that, as you said, that you would look up to or want to become, and just study
mimic
them.
The behaviour, mate. Yeah, I mean, Kobe Bryant became great by copying, plagiarising every move Michael Jordan had.
So
he became great.
But I think what sort of stands out is it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. Just keep, and this is a cliche line, but sort of more than fill your space. But whether you're shooting buckets or whether you're like at the takeaway store, what stands out to people is the discipline, the leadership, those types of qualities. So no matter what you're doing, it will be recognised and it'll lead you into another space.
Never in the time frame you think it will, though.
No, and maybe not in the direction you think, but doing it to your best of your ability,
that's all.
Spotting, you know, just having your eyes wide open,
it's all
is
about
what
the journey.
Will actually, yeah, but it is, it's what will actually move you into a new location. You don't have to go anywhere to make the change. You just do what you're doing better and to the absolute best of your ability, and something will, the door will open, the path will clear for you.
Yeah. And have almost essentially the humility of like, whether it was just to shadow someone for a day of, you know, I will take all your notes in every meeting. I just want to be there. Like, I don't care. You don't even
I've done that.
When I went, this is why I have faith in where I'm going to London to do this. When I wanted to work in what I
can you take one step back? So what are you doing? So how did this come about?
London? Oh, haven't I talked about London yet on this podcast? Okay.
Burning all of us and going and chasing some fucking dream.
Gonna go work.
Because I think this is like, part of the tipping point, and then we can wrap up, off with.
Okay. Well, I am.
Your journey.
Maybe I'll save that one, but the very similar journey that talks to putting in the work, being willing to just being humble. I wanted to go work in what I think is the world's best cocktail bar in Edinburgh, and I showed up. I had gotten linked up with their owners and through my connections in the cocktail hospitality industry, but showed up and essentially said, I will work for free polishing your glasses on your busiest nights if you let me in on like a Monday night and let me, you know, if you can just teach me anything, like, or I'll just sit at the bar and someone talk to me, but like, what do you need me to do to let me in to the team? I want to work. It was a 5-person team.
And what was the nicest drink they taught you?
What was the nicest drink that they taught me? It's actually really funny, but I like it because of its charm. It's called a blueberry soup, which is just like a real sweet vodka concoction, which is completely probably opposite to what you'd expect.
So Marco's going to make us this drink for the next episode.
Blueberry soup.
Next week's
it's
episode.
It's amazing. It's a little tea cup with crushed ice and blueberry. And
I look forward to it next week.
Because, oh my God, did people love it? It was in a teacup. It just sold and it was really fast to make.
Was
that
teacups here?
Oh, it was amazing. But yeah, that's the least geeky cocktail bartendery answer you'll hear to something like that.
But you flew over from...
I took a year back break from uni.
Yep.
And I wanted to go work there. I wanted to go learn because they had one of the world's best bartenders working there. They'd just been named UK's best bar team. And I was like a dead set, I want to go work and learn from the best. And I just committed to doing anything they needed.
Yeah.
They said no initially. So then I had to bluff and say I was going to London to work at another bar. And they're like, wait, hang on. And guess what got me in the door? I showed up to a gin training. We were studying gin. They had a rep come in to talk about a product. The reason they put me behind the bar was because I started taking notes in that session, writing down questions more than all the other people that were there.
Actions.
And
actions.
The owners saw that I lifted the level of the rest of the team. I knew the least. I had no experience that warranted me being with those people, but I raised their standard
by the energy,
by wanting to work harder than them. That got me in the fucking door.
You brought some value. You sort of brought some value.
So they shifted someone from that venue to their new venue to make space for me to polish glasses.
Cool.
And then they started putting me in on weekends. I had a really good year.
We do this stuff, right? I mean, I know we're probably running slightly over time, but just quickly, I got asked to fly across the country to go and witness a program being rolled out, which is now a multinational program in a speaker training bureau. And I met this guy at a conference. He was speaking. He came to Perth running an event. He asked me, can I come and help him out? What he wanted help with was putting notepads and pens on papers and just taking names at a door. And I did that. Shout out to Sam Cawthorn, but that's you do this work.
Yeah.
Okay. I now sit on the guys' advisory board of an international company, you know, rubbing shoulders with some fairly influential people because you do the work.
I think at the end of the day, like, to anyone out there who's like, I can't get a job or this, if you're still living at home or you've got all these other stuff, be accept what you've got and go out there. These stories, I think, reiterate this is the common thread of, you know, just taking the action and doing whatever it takes. If you want it bad enough, it will happen, and just take the steps. And I think more people out there would actually get what they want if they just had that relentless kind of, you know, persistence and be like, I'll do whatever it takes.
Everyone else will move out of the way.
Yes.
To eventually, because if you want it that bad, if you want it bad enough, they will move for you.
Yeah, and to give you a perspective, I've had 50 or 100 people apply, not one of them have got that mindset. So, you know, there are plenty of companies out there, plenty of places. Go out there and just do it.
All right, on that note, we'll wind up.
That's it.
Love your work, guys.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Bye, Michael.
Ciao.
So,
champagne.
Oh, champagne. He just did it again.